This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing we find just entertaining at its best is going onto Facebook and finding people that just really don't have anything else to do.
They don't like each other, Krista.
No, they don't like each other.
In the world. I know we're all about love and positive vibes, but there are.
I'm about hate.
Yeah, see, exactly. There's my point.
Well, today we have another phenomenal threesome between Forrest, Booker, and Sonia.
Sounds sexy.
Aaron, of course, you play a good woman, so you'll play Sonia.
Okay.
All right. I'll play Forrest and you play Booker. Shady.
Well, you already know how I'm going to impersonate Chris. All right.
I love it. All right. You guys ready?
It's going to be the Superman thing.
All right. Here you go. Yo, I just want to clear up all these BS rumors going around campus about me. I was not in porn. Booker started spreading that rumor after I accidentally touched his girl's boobies. I mean, what is wrong with him? I was drunk and thought she was my girlfriend. I apologize, but that just is enough for him. No, he has to try and ruin my reputation. We were supposed to be brothers in the Theta Chi tradition, but you betrayed me and your family.
Dude, maybe you shouldn't be such a whiny little girl over things like this. You don't get to feel up another bro's chick. Being drunk doesn't fly with me. I would never have done that to you, and I'm just shocked that my best friend in the whole world could do something to hurt me in my heart just like that. I didn't want to tell everyone about you and your Sonia's video, but I had to do something.
How did you see that? Delete this immediately! The video me and Forrest made is no one's business. God, I am just about done with frat guys. First, Forrest touches some titties, then somehow everyone gets their hands on our private material of our privates. Why can't you just be normal?
How exactly can your sex video be private when you and Forrest put it on the internet? That's like the definition of public. Besides, and none of this changes what happened on Halloween. I was betrayed by my bro, and I had to respond in kind. Oh, and just so you know, Sonia, Forrest was the one who showed me your special vid.
Calm down, Sonia. This is between me and Brooks. It's a Theta thing. It's my fault, Booker. A butthurt by accidentally boob-touched your girlfriend, even mad at me. I mean, you shouldn't even be mad at me. She said it was fine.
Maybe she isn't mad at you, Forrest, but I f***ing am. You have to be just the dumbest guy in the whole frat. You have no right to put that video on the internet or show it to anyone without asking me first. If you weren't so hot, I would break up with you right now. Time to get down on one knee and make it up to me.
I'm not marrying you just because I, again, accidentally touched the breast that wasn't attached to you. Also, what was the point of filming it if we didn't want to see each other in it?
Doesn't anyone care about my broken heart? Fam broke my heart and I just need it mended. He owes me an apology way before he owes you one, Sonia.
I don't owe anyone anything. Just to probe it, I'm going to take it to the jams and we can talk there.
And then he sent it to us and it was beautiful.
And there we are.
It all started with a touch.
That is fabulous. Well, here we go. Of course, we just word that Facebook fight word for word. And now we're going to see if we can hash it out. So good morning. Is this Forrest?
Yeah, this is Forrest.
Hey,
what's up, my man?
Bruh.
So tell us about what's going on here.
Yeah, how'd you touch the boob?
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that?
How was it?
Oh, my God. This is such bull, man. I was at a party. I was drinking, like, literally everyone else there. And I got a little drunk, and I thought I saw my girlfriend. So I went up to her, and I grabbed her on her side. I touched her a little bit. And then I realized, oh, this isn't my girl. So I backed away. Mm-hmm. And all of this has started because of one stupid little slip of the hand.
Wow. I mean, it's just a booby. I get it.
But I've been there, man. You know what? It's a dark room. It's a dark party. You're just having a good time. And you know what? They look like your girls. And so you go up and you grab them, and you realize that they're not.
It's nice, Shady. You've been through that a lot?
Couple of times.
All right,
so how'd you know it wasn't your girlfriend? Was it like by her face or just like the feel of her?
Isn't it the feel?
Well, I mean, it was both. It was like when I touched her, I knew immediately something wasn't right. And then, you know, she felt me touch her. She turned around and I saw it wasn't her. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it wasn't supposed to be a big thing. It certainly wasn't supposed to end up on the radio.
Right. Well,
Here
Booker, for some reason, doesn't think this is all nice and dandy. What do you have to say about this?
Bro, dude, are you serious? Dude, you were feeling up on Sonia. Like, that was not an accident, dude. You were all over her. Not to mention, dude, some bro was filming it, and then you posted it.
I was not
dude,
stealing
don't
up on anybody.
You're innocent like a little lamb in this,
I have not seen any
bro.
Video, so you can stop f***ing lying.
Ooh.
Well, I'm not lying. Look, the video is proof, bro. Okay?
I love that.
Dude, do I need to show you the video?
Where's
again?
The video at, bro?
Yeah, dude, where's the video at? Like, specifically.
Dude, send it to me.
Dude, you think you had, like, a couple drinks? Dude, you were wasted. All right, dude, I had, like, 20 Jaeger shots. All
yeah,
right?
It was a frat party. Have you ever been?
Wow.
Wow. Wait.
Of course I've been, dude, but I'm saying it doesn't excuse you, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's... Okay, if it was actually an accident, then I would say it's not his fault, but if he was, like... Being drunk is not... You do not have the right to intentionally grab someone, but I think he thought it was his girlfriend... From what he's
no,
telling
I don't
us?
Care.
Listen, some
I don't
girls
care,
get
dude.
Some girls get wasted and they want you to put your man hands all over them. I get it.
If anything,
but
dude,
what about Sonya? What
not
about
that
Sonya?
Girl. All right, dude, because that girl's taken, first of all.
Yeah. Well,
by the way.
True.
If anything, it's all a
right, yeah, it's funny. Out okay. of the two of you, you're the only one that seems to have a problem with it. You're the only one going on and on like a whiny little bitch about it.
Ooh.
Why don't you just fucking stop?
Bro, you know,
move on with
you don't remember what
you
went down, bro.
Instead of bitching at me about it.
That's right.
You about it? Are you serious, dude? Dude, are you serious? Dude, you are
yeah,
so
I'm serious,
freaking
bro.
Wasted.
Yeah, I'm f***ing serious.
You kidding? And
wow.
No, bro. First of all, do you want to talk to Sonya about it? Because, first of all, she has a different opinion.
I was going to say, have you guys been friends longer than you and Sonya have been together?
Dude, yeah. Like,
yeah,
bro, like,
we've
before,
been friends a long time.
You know,
yeah.
Like, we were, anyway.
They're
yeah.
not just friends.
Yeah, we were until my bro goes and fills him a chick.
They're
yeah.
brothers.
Like,
they're they
weird
kind of
basic nonsense and bullshit.
Well, can we just, you know, I don't
can
know, agree to keep our
out?
Hands off of each
right.
other's women? I don't know.
Hug it out,
dude,
guys.
Exactly. Look,
yeah, I already apologized.
Rule, right?
I've apologized 50 times. I'm not going to do it again.
Dude,
I don't see what the big
hey,
deal is.
Hey, dude, you're hey, not even apologizing, dude.
Gentlemen.
You're just, like, glibly saying
gentlemen.
Hey, but it doesn't mean it.
Hey.
I apologize
hey.
To the girl
hey.
That I accidentally touched. Not you, who's
guys.
A whiny little
How about the booger, bro? How about
oh
me, all right?
Dude, just guys. Get some popcorn. Let's just relax and listen.
Can we just hug it out?
Dude, I wish we could, but like, dude, it's beyond that.
All right.
Okay.
Just touch each other's
right.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Dude, shut up. That is awesome song.
Look, we get it. You're smart. But sometimes you just need to shut up, Aaron.
Yes, it's time to play Shut Up, Aaron, for your opportunity to get your hands on Mount Olympus water park passes. So if you want to play, pick up the phone, 321-0931. And I have to throw out a thank you once again, Aaron, for leaving the studio, going to our local Walgreens, and buying me the most massive box of tampons.
Yeah, and wait, by the way, I need to make fun of you here for choosing the most obscure brand. They only
yeah.
had like one box of Kotex. All the rest were like Playtex.
I love Kotex. It's
oh
just funny. Oh, they hung up. I just thank you again. 931 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Are you ready to play Shut Up, Aaron?
I am.
Okay.
All right, girl. So Shady, of course, is going to be asking mm-hmm. you questions and Aaron questions, and hopefully you win.
Okay.
All right, so how this is going to work is I'm going to ask the question, and then I'm going to have you answer first, girl, and then I'm going to have Aaron answer, and then I'll let you know who got more right at the end, okay? It's a total of three
okay.
questions.
Okay.
All right, so are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Your first question is, rap was just becoming well-known in the early 90s. God. Which artist had the first number one rap single? Is it A, Tupac, B, Vanilla Ice, C, Biggie, or D, Nas?
Tupac.
All right, and Aaron?
I'm going to go on a limb and say Vanilla Ice.
All right.
Woo! This is jammy music, by the way.
I know, right?
Turn that up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so then next question is, which famous girl group of the 90s sung the theme song to the hit sketch comedy TV show All That? A, TLC, B, Destiny's Child, C, Nirvana, or D, Boys to Men?
I was going to say the Spice Girls, but okay.
Mm.
I was totally thinking the Spice Girls. That's not an option. It was Destiny's Child, and what was the other one?
It was either TLC, Destiny's Child, Nirvana, or Boys to Men.
I'm going to say...
I'm going to go with TLC.
I guess I'll go Destiny's Child then.
All right. And third and final question. Are you ready, girl?
Am I what?
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. What film won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1995?
Jesus.
Forrest Gump, Mortal Kombat, oh. Casino, or Apollo 13?
Ooh, good. Good, good.
Apollo 13.
Forrest Gump.
All right.
I'm going to just say Casino.
Well,
You know what, Aaron? You are smart. Aaron did win today.
But wow!
You know what? We're feeling generous. How about we?
Yeah, we'll still hook you up. We're nice.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. Yay!
Just for playing, you know?
Oh, thank you.
There you go, girl. Congratulations! You just got hooked up with a family 4-pack to Mount Olympus Water Park in the Dells. And speaking about the Dells, we are all going to be out and about today at local Burger King's with our open season Dell cards.
Yes. The Dells.
Oh, that's awesome! Thank you so much.
Yes, love. Hold on. We'll get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. So yes, make sure when you're out and about from 11:30 to 1, come on out to the Burger King stops that we'll be hanging out with the Dell season opener cards. I'll be out at Odana Road. Shady, you'll be hanging out at Badger Road. And then Aaron, you'll be at Windsor Street in Sun Prairie.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fun.
And there you have it. Shut up, Aaron. Ha! Always a good time with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams, and it's time for open-ended advice. Again, if you're in a situation, you're like, I don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to try to help you out. And today, we've got Vanessa on the line. How's it going, love?
I need your advice. I'm going crazy.
Woo, girl, tell me what's going on.
Okay, so I hit up my girls, like, hey, let's hang out this weekend. Let's go have brunch. Different friends. Different groups, and they keep flaking on me, and I just don't understand why. We make solid plans, and then last minute, oh, sorry, I can't make it.
Right.
Did I just give up on trying, or I don't know. I just don't know what to do anymore.
So are these like these same girlfriends that you typically go out with? Like, are these your besties, or are we just talking about girls that you know, you just have, and sometimes you go out and sometimes you don't?
Honestly, I feel like it's all of them right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Part of me feels like my close friends, I understand, they're busy, they have kids, their husbands, and then I have my other friends.
Yeah.
Oh, they're ready to go out. Let's have brunch and not worry about tomorrow.
You know, I've been in that situation myself where I'm just like, oh my God, why can't you ever figure out a time to go out with me? And so now I just think people's lives are like super busy and we're all about our phones and scheduling things. And either A, they literally are just too busy, or B, they're not as friendly to you as you thought you would be. But I would just say if you've got like some best friends that you're trying to like get hooked up with, I would just like literally get them on the phone and schedule something within like your day, like maybe weeks out. Because that's what my girlfriends and I do now, because, you know, they're busy with their lives and their families and their jobs. And that's just how things are today and everything's hectic. So that's what I would just recommend. It's literally getting them on the phone and actually scheduling maybe a dinner 2 weeks out instead of just doing it on the whim.
Yeah, and I think that's my thing. It's like, oh, I'm free. I have nothing to do tonight. Let's hang out. But yeah, maybe I should just instead of texting and DMing, let's actually have a conversation.
Or you could do it the classic way where you just go over to your girlfriend's house and knock on the door with your bottle of, you know, wine and be like, girl, we're freaking hanging out tonight. Right?
I love that idea.
All right, girl. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have some fun times with your friends.
Thank you. I appreciate the help.
No problem.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Yes, honey, it is time for our missed connections. You're out and about, perhaps under the beautiful rain that we have this morning, getting your paper and getting soaked, and you see, wow, that's a really hot neighbor that I have right there.
You know, it's really funny. I was actually in, I'll name the store, I was in Pet Warehouse yesterday, and I heard this song on their loudspeaker. And all I can
think of
is, yeah, they were playing this song. I'm not sure what this song is, but they were playing it on their loudspeaker, and all I could think, you know, was all the store workers, you know, and the lizards.
Just
sexy photos.
Feeling it up,
and,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the gerbil. The gerbils were having some romance.
Oh, the gerbils.
So this morning we got a woman for woman, Krista. You want to go ahead and kick it off?
Yeah, I'll kick it off. I'm loving on this. It is titled, You Ruined My Morning. Hey, I'm looking for the hot barista from the Fitchburg Starbucks. You ruined my bagel order and basically my morning. I'm not mad, mainly because I want to bury my face into your curves. You had short red hair and freckles. That's totally the look I'm into. I feel like I'm into my brother right now or my sister. I don't even care that you're too stupid to make a bagel correctly. Your incorrect face, or I'm sorry, your innocent face is so cute. All I can think about is sitting on it. Even if you can't, oh my gosh. Even if you can't smear cream cheese on a bagel, I'll show you somewhere you can practice as long as you let me lick it off. You probably don't want me. All the cute girls are taken, but you are my girl. You are a trophy, and I'm looking to display you. And don't worry, you'll get polished right up.
All I can think of is little Debbie looking like a whole snack.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
all I can think snack. Is looking at myself younger. That's how I used to have short red hair with freckles. The freckles.
Nice. Maybe it's about you just in the
it
past.
It could be. I'm assuming it's about me
or
from
it's
the past.
It's a reincarnation. What? Anyway, so we got one. Men for Women is called Disney Walmart Girl. Says, you came into the Walmart I work at the other day. You look just like the girl from the Disney movie Mona. I can't remember what her name was. Well,
I think it's Moana, and I think the girl's name in that movie is Moana.
Okay.
Okay.
Where was I? Well, whatever her name was, we can call you Moaner. I've never disappointed a woman. All six of them have been satisfied correctly. I work as a greeter part-time to cover the bills. I sell marijuana, too, so I'm not hurting for cash. You'll nice. Be taken care of sweetly, baby. Whatever you want, you could have. The only thing I ask in return is that you let me be your volcano god.
Oh.
Girl.
Girl.
Guess he wants to explode all over her.
I guess that's it.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.